It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When T-Mobile says we've got you covered, we mean it. We've invested billions to light up our best network yet, covering 99% of people in America. And great coverage is just the beginning. Every year, families and small businesses can save up to $900 versus Verizon when they switch to T-Mobile. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store and switch today.
Coverage is not available in some areas. Savings with four lines based on analysis of Verizon and T-Mobile National postpaid smartphone bills, rate plan features, taxes and fees, and savings may vary. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Suicide is something that affects all of us. And we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, October 1st at Cypress Grove Park. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available. And raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, that's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning and welcome to Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits for Friday, the 2nd of September. The team that gets the least amount of love on this podcast, I think it's Washington, other than Patrick Corbin, who we of course love as a pitcher, but offensively, I don't think we've played a single Washington Nationals highlight since Juan Soto got traded. That ends now as their 30-year-old rookie capped off a four-hit night in style.
The 2-2. Meneses to right center. Chasing after it's Pache. He's back onto the track. It's gone! Joey Meneses! Took him 10 years to get his big league opportunity. And boy, is he making the most of it.
The first walk-off of the season for the Nats here in game 131. Joey Meneses walked off the field to the sound of the few fans remaining calling his name. Come on, man. Baseball. Dude's hitting .354 in this, his rookie season. It is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. Light day of games yesterday. The top two on the leaderboard took a pass as we take a look at the state of the streak. Floyd won and Alice Colby. TS12 is in third place. That streaker is listening, Ryan. I think so, because they have the same guy that both you and me had in a rare confluence yesterday. Here, listen to the Braves broadcast in which Chip Carey is chatting with Atlanta reliever Jackson Stevens, mic'd up as Dansby Swanson comes to the plate.
Pack test for concussion protocols. I think it's the same thing.
That's a knock.
Dansby with a two.
That's a knock.
Hit.
Let's go, Griss.
Grissom's going to come home and score, and Atlanta adds on. Man, oh, man. Has Dansby Swanson been automatic with two outs?
And here it is again. Just a base hit the other way, doesn't try to do too much. Might be the best shortstop in baseball.
He's pretty good.
Yeah,
he's really good.
Look at that slider off the plate. He goes exactly where it's pitched.
Swanson, sixth most selected overall yesterday. Austin Riley and Michael Harris, the second, also in the top 10. Those two guys homered. Braves with a big night supporting Spencer Strider, who threw the best start in the history of the franchise. No, seriously, I know this is a hitting podcast, but Strider has the best start in the history of the Braves. The Braves! 16 Ks in 8 innings of 2-hit shutout ball. That is the most strikeouts in a 9-inning game in Braves history. Maddux, Glavine, Smoltz, Warren Spahn, Johnny Sane, Spencer Strider. Freaking bananas. I am at 2 in Beat the Streak. My wife is trash-talking me since she is at 4. Ryan Porth, where are you, streaker?
2 + 4 = 6. That is where my streak currently stands. I have a confession to make, Speaks.
Okay.
We are closing in on basically the red zone of trying to get to Kiyoshi Lotus 26 or to beat the streak. I am going to be doubling down with two hitters from the same team the rest of the way. Mm. And if that gets me the 10 grand or the 5.6 million, beautiful. If not, whatever. but I'm going to be focusing on one pitching matchup and targeting two hitters against the same pitcher or the same team from here on out.
I like it. So this is a moment this late in the season for us to think about what we've learned, really doing this intensively every single day. And that is your angle the rest of the way. I like it. I have gone back and forth between abandoning the anecdotal and going with the anecdotal. I clearly enjoy the anecdotal. And when it's right, I feel like the smartest man alive. So I'm going to stay me with the Daily Double A. But I love it. Ryan Porth going to double down with the same matchup from the same game for the rest of the year. I will be waiting for that when we get to the fourth pick at the end of the pod.
And yesterday it was Dansby Swanson and Michael Harris the second, and both came through.
There you go. Back to the leaderboard where Bum Nasty had Harris and is now at 25. We bid adieu to Camaro Kid, who had a streak end at 27. But we still have both Moonshot Monster and Hockey Taco on the active leaderboard. Hockey Taco. Looking forward to seeing what you do. Ryan mentioned him. Kiyoshi Lotus, 26, sitting pretty at 45, looking at $10,000.
Who doesn't like some frozen rubber in their tacos?
I know, right? It sounds delicious. This guy, this Diamondback, has not gotten enough love and publicity on this podcast. Listen to him go yard.
Walker, way back and gone. That's number 31 for Christian. Make it 2-0 Diamondbacks.
Wow, we said the Brewers were all about slug. Christian Walker wants to argue with that. That's what you're supposed to do with mistakes from a good pitcher.
New career highs for Christian, 75 RBIs, 31 home runs.
Christian Walker with a monster year. And don't look now, but Arizona is 22-16 since the break. Now a third place team in the packed NL West. Baby steps. The dude whose head looked like a light bulb as a kid had a neighborhood pal that nicknamed him El Bambi for the Spanish word for light bulb, Bombito. He continues to illuminate the scoreboard for the Rangers. See what I did there?
And that ball is hit hard out to left field, and it is gone! Just over the top of the Green Monster. And El Bombe will circle the bases with his 22nd home run of the year. Rangers now lead 8-3.
Adolis Garcia, 32 RBI since the All-Star break, fourth best in MLB behind only Judge, Machado, and Goldschmidt. Hell of a second half for El Bumbi. Later in that game at Fenway, though, trailing 8-3, the Boston bats finally came alive.
He's going to rip that on the line, and that's going to drop down, cut off by Thompson. That's going to score a couple of runs. Throw trickles in, Xander down to third. Raffy is starting to get rolling. And the Sox are within one with nobody out.
That Rafi Devers double broke an 0-for-24 slump, and eventually the Red Sox would walk it off. Juicy matchup for Boston, which I suspect we will hear about as part of the pick segment coming up next. Big, fat, full slate of 15 games in MLB today on a Friday. Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins against the Braves. So be wary in Atlanta. Late night Padres and Dodgers in LA, a good one. Dustin May and Yu Darvish. Some Dodgers have good stats against Darvish. Trey Turner and Freddie Freeman, both hitting better than 350 in their career against Darvish. But Dustin May has given up just 6 hits and 11 innings over his first 2 starts of the year. His stuff looks better than it was before surgery. Dodgers back home after getting a humbling at Citi Field from the Mets. They're going to bounce back. I would stay away from the Padres tonight.
You stay away. I stay away.
Time now for my Daily Double A. Analytically, Davis Martin and the White Sox welcome the Twins to town. Martin has been hit hard of late, went just 3 innings in his last start. Kendall Graveman coming off a couple appearances in a row, so that guy won't be part of the White Sox bullpen mix. Luis Arraez of Minnesota hits 341 against right-handed pitching over a whopping 343 at-bats. He's hitting 395 against the White Sox this season. He's got 5 hits in his last 4 games, and he will keep raking tonight. Anecdotally, Joey Meneses, come on now, picking a National. Dude is hitting 354, as I mentioned, coming off the 4-hit night with the first career walk-off, but he faces a lefty starter for the Mets, David Peterson. Guess what Meneses is hitting against left-handed pitching? No, really. Come on, guess. Ryan, guess what he's hitting?
700.
425. It's pretty good. 17 for 40. It's not 700. Now I feel like a bag. But yeah, I'm picking a national. It's the 30-year-old rookie, Joey Meneses. The Porth pick, a double down on the same team. What you got, Ryan?
Before we get to the Porth pick, you mentioned how it's a big, fat, full slate of games. Does that mean it's an Alejandro Kirk slate of games?
Oh, you know, I will not allow the slander of the chubby pitcher. Portly is the nicer way to say it. We don't say fat on this
podcast. Okay. Okay, well, that goes back to a joke from yesterday. So it's a Hamilton Porter slate of games across Major League Baseball. And the juiciest pitching matchup tonight is Dallas Keuchel. Yes, it is Dallas Keuchel Day in Boston. And for this pick, I honestly didn't even look up how certain Red Sox hitters were doing in this last month or the last week or on Baseball Savant, because it's Dallas freaking Keuchel on the mound. Now pitching for the Rangers. I believe it's his ninth team this season. Not quite, but it certainly feels like it. Joey Gallo would probably get five hits tonight if he was in the Red Sox lineup facing Keuchel.
That is just a shot at me. That's a shot at me for choosing Gallo yesterday, and he didn't even play. I deserve that shot.
That's not even a shot at you. That's a shot at Dallas Keuchel. You know why? Because he sucks. He's given up 87 hits in 56 innings this season. His ERA is closer to 10 than it is to 7. So the fourth pick tonight targets Red Sox hitters, and I'm going with the hits machine, Rafi Devers, who is 6-for-7 in his career against Keuchel. He just broke out of his slump, as Spiegs mentioned. I think Devers continues to get hits tonight, and I would double down with almost any other Sox hitter, but especially Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah, that's a good call. The hit probability algorithm, by the way, loves three different Red Sox against Keuchel. Devers and Bogaerts and Alex Verdugo in there as well. Let's take a look at the weekender. Saturday, tomorrow, it's Patrick Corbin Day in Queens. Oh, boy. A 355 batting average against in four starts versus the Mets this season. Pete Alonso hits 382 against Corbin. Mark Canha hits 417 against Corbin. Maybe don't go with Francisco Lindor, who was 1-for-11 versus Corbin this year. But any other Met, do it.
This weekend, looking at that Red Sox-Rangers series, Nathaniel Lowe, over his last 23 games, he's hitting 400, including six multi-hit outings in the last seven games. So Nathaniel Lowe is a really good pick right now. He has some favorable matchups against the Red Sox this weekend. He's facing Nick Pivetta tonight, Brian Bello on Saturday, Cutter Crawford on Sunday. And keep in mind, Lowe this season, he's been better on the road, hitting 325. Also on Sunday, the Rockies are visiting the Reds at Great American Small Park. And the pitching matchups are pretty bad this weekend, but especially Sunday when you have Jose Urania going for the Rockies. You've got Chase Anderson going for the Reds. I didn't even know he was still around, but the Reds think he's worth something, so they have him in the rotation for one reason or another. So you could probably look at Ryan McMahon or CJ Cron for the Rockies against Anderson on Sunday. I don't know if I would trust any Reds right now in the lineup with the streak on the line, even though Urania is pitching for the Rockies.
One stay away for the weekend. Tomorrow night, Saturday, Dylan Cease and the White Sox will host the Minnesota Twins. Cease has a 190 batting average against at home this year. Had a 157 batting average against in August. He last faced the Twins on July 17th. Seven innings of one-hit ball with eight Ks. Plus, Cease has that motivation of going for the American League Cy Young as well. We will convene again on Tuesday after the holiday on Monday. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer. Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, is our producer, mixer, uploader, and compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is by Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. Special thanks to Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, the great Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and Greg Clayman at Major League Baseball. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and spread the word. And don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win. Here's hoping that all your guys, and especially ours, Rafael Devers, Joey Meneses, and Luis Arraez, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.